Nolte, Biden's racist idea of reparations is teach black people how to raise kids. By John Nolte on September 13, 2019. Time editor-at-large Anand Giridharadas spoke for many when he described Joe Biden's idea of reparations as explicitly racist. So it's good to know I'm not the only one who found Biden's idea of reparations condescending and appallingly racist. During Thursday night's Democrat debate, Biden was reminded of his previous opposition to the terrible idea of slavery reparations. Specifically this quote from 1975. "I don't feel responsible for the sins of my father and grandfather. I feel responsible for what the situation is today. For the sins of my own generation, and I'll be damned if I feel responsible to pay for what happened 300 years ago." The moderator then asked the former vice president, "As you stand here tonight, what responsibility do you think that Americans need to take to repair the legacy of slavery in our country?" As he fought to keep his teeth in an eye from exploding, Biden's answer came in three parts. More money for public schools, even though our schools are best funded in the world and still failing. Well, they have to deal with look, there's institutional segregation in this country. And from the time I got involved, I started dealing with that. Redlining banks, making sure that we are in a position where, look, you talk about education. I propose that what we take is those very poor schools. The Title I schools, triple the amount of money we spend, from $15 to $45 billion a year. Give every single teacher a raise, the equal raise to getting out, the $60,000 level. Part 2, help the teachers. Number 2, make sure that we bring in to help the teachers deal with the problems that come from home. The problems that come from home, we have one school psychologist for every 1,500 kids in America today. It's crazy. The teachers are, I'm married to a teacher. My deceased wife is a teacher. They have every problem coming to them. We have, make sure that every single child does, in fact, have 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds go to school. School. Not daycare. School. But it was part 3 that dropped my jaw to the floor. We bring social workers into homes and parents to help them deal with how to raise their children. It's not want they don't want to help. They don't know quite what to do. Play the radio, make sure the television. Excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night, make sure that kids hear words. A kid coming from a very poor school, a very poor background will hear 4 million words fewer spoken by the time they get there. And then it got worse. The reason he wants to do this is because black parents don't know quite what to do. Let me reiterate. Biden's plan is to send social workers into black homes to teach the parents how to raise their own children because these black parents don't know quite what to do. One more time, Biden's plan is to send social workers into black homes to turn on this thing called the record player or the gramophone or the Victrola or the 8-track. You know, whatever hip kids are turned on by, to make sure that kids hear words. Apparently, Biden doesn't think kids are hearing enough words in black homes. Sarcasm aside. Good God. Try to imagine the media reaction if Trump said he wanted to send government employees into black homes to teach black parents how to raise their children. Which takes us back to what I've said before. In order to attack Trump as racist, you have to lie. You have to invent and fabricate things, you have to deliberately take him out of context. This, however, is not the case with Biden. No one has to lie to prove Biden's racist, and this is yet another example. Paternalism is a devious form of racism. Infantilizing is, as well. It is full-blown supremacism. Biden believes black people need help raising their children for one reason. Because they are black, because of the color of their skin. Here's more from Giridharadas' Twitter thread. Asked about his past comments denying responsibility as a white man, for America's sins, he gives an answer insinuating that black parents don't know how to raise kids. So how do we deal with the legacy of slavery, Mr. Biden? We bring social workers into homes and parents to help them deal with how to raise their children. It's not that they don't want to help. They don't know quite what to do. Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night. Is this not one of the most explicitly racist moments of all time in a Democratic primary debate? The record player moment may be what finally reveals Biden's bankruptcy. A staggering 2 minutes in our politics. America's gravest, most persistent injustice recast as parental ignorance. And he's absolutely right. When your answer to anything, much less slave reparations, is to place government employees into black people's homes because they are black, that's not just a pretty lousy answer, it is yet another appallingly racist sentiment from a man who has a 40-year history of appallingly racist sentiments. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.